Shisha Rav Tom. The Gemara don't ban Tosfot Ches Amud Aleph. So Amar Avinu Bar Yehuda Amar Rebbe in Riyami. Lo'el on Yashin Lo'el on Parshiyesim Hatzibu. Shnai Mikki Ki Echitardom Ve'afilu Atoris V'diva. So to the Mashin Parshiyesim Hatzibu or Marichim Le'yom V'shneisim. Let's begin with an interesting Gehara. What pshat in Afilu Atoris V'diva? No, what did you say? What's the point that the Gemara is making? Afilu Atoris V'diva, does Rashi say? Ed?
Three times.
What's that?
We did second three times.
Yes, we did. That's the din three times. Why three times?
There's no what?
There's no targum. So what's the Chiddush saying it three times? What's that? No, of course. What's the Chiddush saying it three times? Why? What's the Hammer Minim? Why should go? If it's more, what was that?
You can't afford it.
So if the halacha, what's the halacha of saying it the third time? As I tell you, you have to read it and translate it. Read it twice, translate it a third time. There's no translations. What would it then be? Read it three times or twice. No, what do you say?
You need to keep up the number of
three. What was that?
You need the number of three. So you have to read it
three times. That's the Muska Mishnah. If tomorrow would not say it, what would you say? No, what would you say?
If it's only in understanding it, then
there's no practice. Right. So the Chorah, you have to read it a third time, so then there's a Chiddush over here. That's not the Chorah wanted to make, but there's a Chiddush over here that apparently you're supposed to read it three times. The din of Shnai Mikra V'Echatargum is really, you're reading it three times. And the third time is on your day, Targum. Will be a riot into the correct shot. That's really a din of reading it three times. I'm not sure if you saw this. Maybe in the Beis Yosef may have seen this. Why three times? What's the Makor for three times? Why not twice? Why not five? Why not ten? Why three? Why Shnai Mikra? No? What did you see? Go ahead.
Because
there is a... So the Gemara Megillah says that they used to have a Maturgamon. Right? This is Maturgamon. But in the time of the Maturgamon, was there a Valkyrie and an Oila?
Well, no, it's the same thing.
Right, so you have three? Maybe the Shoemit, maybe the Tzibur. Maybe the Tzibur. Well, what else is did you come across another Makor for three? Then maybe you come across it. I thought that they say some quotas. If not, yeah, the Israel quotas. Other strong quotes that there's a medrash. That's the Lubush quotes. The medrash says that the Torah was given three times. Right? It was given in Eil Moyed, in Ar Sinai, and in Arvis Moyed. Alright, so let's come back to Yerahara. Based on what we just said, if you would follow Tzinei,
Yerahara.
Yerahara said it's correct. That the Chiddush of this Gemara is that you're really supposed to read it three times, so that would make sense that the source for the number three is because the Torah is given three times. Otherwise, it would not make sense to say the Torah is given three times, so we'll read it twice, and once will be a Targum, and when there's no Targum, it'll all be twice. Is the Iker reading it twice with the Hesper, or is the Iker reading it three times? So, we wrote it correctly that Afilu Ataras V'Divon. You have to read it a third time. So Moshe said correct. If you're reading it a third time, that means the Ikid is to read it three times. The third time, the Chazal says, wait a third. On the other hand, it will say that the basis for the number three is that that when Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein Kriyas HaTorah, he was misakein, there should be a Torah, there should be Shemim, there should be a Minyan. And later on, Ezra was misakein in the Targumah. And somehow, this then evolves to figure out how it evolves to a din that a yachas also say it twice within the Meturgamon, then the Ikir is saying it twice. And the Meturgamon is, well, we're trying to be Mazbi as best as possible. Alright? But we'll see from the Gemara that La'olam Yashim Odom Toshiyasim that Sleeper Shavir Metargum, Afil Dir Divais, Taris Vidivain, if the din is you have to read the Targum there, that you have to read the Pasuk, so then it sounds like there's really a din of reading it three times. But I wanted to focus on something else. Because an opening of Aura, what is the pshat, what's our filo of Taurus Medivah that there's no, that Rashi says, there's no Targum? What's the kash of this? I was asking that. Who's that? There is a Targum. There's maybe not the Targum Unculus, but there is a Targum. So what does Taisa say? Mind not in a terrorist with demon. She yeshu mikoma from Tarim Yerushalmi. O yelo eloi mar, ruhuvei vishim, and epsuk achmini, she'im be Tarim klal. He yishloi from Shemel, he knows the terrorist with demon, and the gap, she'im be Tarim yudua, el Tarim Yerushalmi. Mitzarach nekro yishulish komim, ivri, mikoma, kim yeshu toim, nekro yispam, ashishu be Tarim. What's the place to say? Me, give it in three times, go ahead.
Better to say
So what's the Gemara saying then? It's better to really Eikim than you can be kind by saying it twice. By saying it three times. But since there's a Targum available, so why not use the available Targum? That means the what? The din of the Targum is what din? The din of the Targum is a specific din to say Unculus, or the din of the Targum is to give some kind of explanation. Right, and how can you support that? No, from another Tosfos? Correct, because the previous Tosfos says that Yesh Meforshim who within the lawyers of Yisbalad is any language. Ki kivoy she targum meforsh al ma'aretz kach heim meivin mitoich alad. The line the hero, the thesis is that's incorrect. It's the machlokes rishonim. Whether you can use any language or specifically Targum. Was Targum used because it was a good translation? Or was Targum used, what would be the other reason why Targum would be used? It's not because of translation. Why would Targum be specifically Targum? No? Why? But why specifically Targum Okulus? Is that what we say? More than Ruach HaKodesh. According to Gemara Megillah, we see that, right? Because of the Ishtarksu. But we see that. Again, so we said we made two Auras. The first Aura we made is that it would seem from Tosfos that says that the third time you have to read it, you have to read it three times, and the din is to read it three times, and this would be seen to be based on the Medrash that says that the Torah was given three times, and this din of Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi, is modeled after the way the Torah was given. The next Torah that we made is that according to Tosfos, Afilu HaTorah Sedivan means that even HaTorah Sedivan that has another translation, Yoytin the Mitzvah by reading the third time, it's better to be the Targum. Why is it better to read a Targum? Because it's better to understand what we're saying. Because the Ibn Machlokes. I would finish up by saying because Tosfos has a position that says that the Ikur din is the third time to understand it. Tosfos himself holds no, it should not be Targum Unculus, and Tosfos probably says Targum Yerushalmi is at least close enough for Targum Unculus. So we can kind of answer that. That's the Machlokes we're showing you with his Davke Targum, or it could be Rashi, it could be English. We'll get back to that in a few minutes. But there's another Aura they wanted to make. And that is, the opening Aura they wanted to make, that's a very sharp Aura. Rashi says, She'ain Vay Targum. So he means, Ain Vay Targum. Is that correct? That there's no Targum Unculus on Torah Sedivan.
It's
Torah Sedivan. And what does the Targum Yerushalmi said. Now Yerushalmi says, Machlel to Maldeshka, that these cities that belong to Moyav, so the Targum Yerushalmi changes the word and says that it was Machlel to Maldeshka. They took the city entirely over, different parts of the city. Rashi says in Chumash that we changed the names of our Torah Sedivan later on. Why? Because the Torah Sedivan were names of Avodah Zarah. And there's a Gemara that says, I think it's more in Torah, that says that a person that when Klal Yisrael takes over a city, if the city is named in the name of Avodah Zarah, when is Davka is supposed to change the name of the city? Because we should not use the name of Avodah Zarah. Can you matter? The point that we're making is that when Rashi says she'ein by targum, it means that the reason why the targum went away from using a Torah Sediva is because of the din that we shouldn't use the word a Torah Sediva. So the point that the Sui is making is even when the Din would say that we should translate the word differently than it's supposed to be. Right? Afal Pikein, even then, we should follow the Targum. That might be the Pshat in what Tosfos is saying, to follow the Targum Yerushalmi. This is the aura that Rav Moshe Halberstam made. Hafilu HaTorah Sedivan, even where there's a din, and the Targum Yerushalmi is following that din, to change the nusach, to change the text, not the text of the Torah, but to change the translation, so the kind of mitzvah of not maintaining the Shem of the Zara, so it's going to be a deviation from the simple text. Nevertheless, there's a din that one should follow the Targum, or preference to follow the Targum. What's the Yisoyed HaDin of here? What I wanted to raise. What is the Yisoyed HaDin? In other words, when you learn this Gemara, the question that you should ask is, how would he categorize Rav Ami's Din? He wouldn't call it a Din Deoraisa, correct? Because it's not because of possible. So what would he call it? How would you categorize Rav Ami? That? The son of the Rabbanon. Bring a raya? Was that? Maybe it's an Eitzatov? You know what we say? What's the lesson around me? No, what's the lesson around me? Last time I was in the Paris. Do we have it? No. The lesson of Rabbi is Taka Chayim Adam. From the Hashem Parsha Yosef Matzibah. So if you're saying it's correct, that the Rambam's lashon is, thank you very much, that it's taka din. The last halach, I think, in Perek and Gimel, number two. Afal pi she'olam she'imei ato atera kula b'chol shenosei. Vatzibor, even though a person hears the laning all the time, he's not here by Tzibur, Chayim Likrois Liyatim V'chol Shavu V'shu V'sveder Kol Shul Oysa Shabbos, Shnayim Megumet V'targum, Posuk She'ein Lai Tergum Karei Hashon Lishpavim, As Shishnashon Pashi Yesiv Met Tzibur. The Lashon Rambam is, Chayim Likrois Liyatim. So Chayim Likrois is a Lashon, Achiyah, it's not a Dinday Reis, but it's a Dinday Rabbanim. Look at the Torah, have it in front of you. Reish Pei Si Balot. V'tzorech li'zor l'hashon ha'parshim ha'tzibur. The Omer Avun of Reid of Yehuda, Omer V'yayna, Omer V'yami, l'olam yashlim parshiyosim ha'tzibur. V'chol ha'nashim parshiyosim ha'tzibur. Ma'arichim le'yamu v'shnoysa. So what does that mean? L'olam yashlim olam ha'tzibur. What kind of a lashon is that? Isn't they chayim on l'hashon? Different lashon than from the Rambam. So when Aruch says the Rambam's lashon, what's the lashon of Zor Lashlim? What would you say? If it's not a din derabbanan, what could it be? Who's that? It could be Midas Chasidus, or it could be Midas Chasidus, correct? So Zor Lashlim sounded more than Midas Chasidus. No. Who's that? An Eitzah could be, sounds more like an Eitzah. Would that be a Minig Yisrael? Right? Now, what would be a Raya from the Gemara that it would be a Minig Yisrael as opposed to a Din Derabbanan? What I'm saying now is very clear. The Levush says very clearly that it's a, that it is a Din. He writes very clearly, it's a Takonas Chazal. And the Orz Deruah is very clear that it's a Minig Yisrael. In the Orz Deruah, the Azur has it in two places. In Hilchos Shabbos, it's very clear that it's a Minig Yisrael. The Azur in Hilchos Kriya Shema also sounds like the Minig Yisrael. But at the very end, he says that interesting lashon would raise the question. At the very end, he says that if you miss the week and you make it up later on, so Yotzi Deishrei Vosei. That raises a little bit of question of whether that's the Shem Zer Zerur. But what would raise the question of whether it's a Din Rabbanan or whether it's a Minig Yisrael? The Lashon of the Gemara, two Lashonis in the Gemara, would seem to indicate that it's not a Din Rabbanan. What are the two Lashonis? Nope, most would say? L'olam Yashlim does not sound Chayiv Olam Lashlim. The Rambam's Lashlim. The Gemara could say Chayiv Olam Lashlim. The Gemara could say Tiknu Chazal. L'olam Yashlim. This is a person should always. A person should always complete. Should always complete. Sounds like it's in Minna. Sounds like it's. That's what we usually understand. L'olam Yashlim means an Eitzah. It is Chasidus and Minna. All right. What other indication the Gemara would there be that it's not in the Rabbanah? Right? Well, I say the opposite. Who's that? That the Gemara is a Tzar. It's a Din Derabbanan. It's a Din Derabbanan. What do you mean, Ma'arich and Le'yom V'shnoisos? That sounds like we're encouraging you to do it. What do you mean? It's a Din Derabbanan. You don't even encourage it. It's a Din Derabbanan. So if you omit a Din Derabbanan, it's somehow an admission Le'yisoser. So I don't need to be told that the Ma'arich and Le'yom V'shnoisos. That Lashon, La'olam Yashu Adam, would sound that it's more like a minog, and Chazal say, and this minog will give a tremendous chav. Now, if that's the case, how can the Rambam learn, and that's how he baskins, that it's talking din the Rabbanim? Nope, what would you say? What would you say the Gemara would indicate that it might be a din the Rabbanim? Because the Gemara has, go ahead. It would be such a good dar. That's a good raya. That's good. Go to what else? I would say differently. Go ahead, man. Alright, the fact is there are Gidri Alocha. Right? Now, it could be that the Rambam, it's possible, that the Rambam understood that when the Gemara says later on, Omar Lay, who Sabo, Tanina, Ubulvad, Shiloh Yakin, Shiloh Yacher, Ki da amal of Yeshua ben Levi v'tnei Ashlim v'prashi Eishachim et Sigur. Right? So what's the Gemara saying? Ki da amal of Yeshua ben Levi. That's the Din of Rabbani. So it's possible that that's exactly what the Gemara is pointing out. The Gemara is pointing out that it was a machlekes in the sugya, whether Shnayim Mikra is a midah or whether Shnayim Mikra is a din. And when the Gemara says that Sover lak the minu omul usaba tidyana, but we have from a brisa with the sefta uvulvad shalei yakdim shalei yacher, that means it's a din. Ki the omul of Yeshua Levi. So it could be that that's what the Gemara is pointing out, the Machlokes of the Gemara, and Rambam is paskening that it's a din, and it could be the Torah paskening that it's a minim. However it is, let's follow the approach of the din. If it's a din, where did the din start from? Who's mistaken the din? Chazal, some place is mistaken the din. Do you have any understanding as to what kind of a din is it? As well as Chazal and Mustaki. Chazal and Mustaki, and Moshe Rabbeinu Mustaki increased the Torah B'tzivu. Correct? Based on what? What's increased the Torah B'tzivu based on? When? Correct. Based on the Gemara, the Tosfos Mishalach. The Gemara says the Rambam has in the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, I think. Avil says Tfila. Tikin Moshe Rabbeinu Beis Din Ayin Nisibus. Mention Lashon. Moshe Rabbeinu Tikin Shukoyrin Batayra Barabim Shabbos Shini V'Chamishi. And Ezra was the one who was mistaken that the Mincha Shabbos and Dafka three Pesukim per person. Bechulei Bechulei. So that was the Din de Rabbanu. So that was mistaken. Increased the Tzemer Mitzvibu. There's a din day raisa of a gisa liyam malayla. There's a din day raisa of making sure that one is learning something the yam malayla. Fine. There may be a din somewhere of being mishalish yamav. I'm learning, splitting it up. So what is there? Are we saying now there's a din derabbanan that chazal and misake in a certain curriculum? The din derabbanan that a person should learn. How would you finish up? What's the Dinder Rabban? What's the Dinder Rabban? What were they mistaken? Nope. So that's interesting. Now, why would you say that? Is it correct? We all know that there was a tkufa where we did not finish the Torah once a year, once every 3 years. Correct? The Rabbi writes, our minute, our what we do to finish Kol HaTorah Kula once he's in Minhag Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was mistaken to read every 3 days, and once every 3 days, at least, Tefillah B'Tzivut. That's Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. Then, at some point, Chazal were mistaken specific halachas. You have to read Bamidbar before Shavuos. You have to, later on, they were mistaken, they have to read Devarim before Tisha B'Av. The various things were done as time crept on, right? Now, there was then Minhagi Yisrael determined that we should do either a Seder a week or at some point a Seder in 3 weeks. So that's our minhag, a Seder a week is finished by Simchas Torah. Right? So what's the Din D'Rabbanan? So you said the Din D'Rabbanan is to finish Kol HaTorah Kulu once a year. You have that Lashon. I think it was that kind of a Lashon. It's a little bit surprising though. Because if it's Lahashlim Parsha Yosef Matzibur, then it'd be Labdavka. So what is the, what would the Takonas Chazal be? Is the Takonas Chazal to complete Kol HaTorah Kulu Shebichtav once a year? That's not the Lashon. Lahashlim Parsha Yosef Matzibur. So what's the Takonas Chazal? Nope. So it's also a bit difficult. Unless you're going to tell me that because there were Minhagi Yisrael, even in the times of the Gaonim, and Uli Yishon that finished once every 3 years. A little bit louder? But the Sefer didn't finish every year. The Sefer finished once every 3 years.
Now that the
Sefer
are finishing every year.
So if you say there's a minhag Yisrael that the individual should keep up with the Sefer, fine, then you're saying it's perfect. If the Din Rabbanan, what was the Din Rabbanan? What was the Din Rabbanan? What was Chazal Masakeh? What was the, when they put up the Kol Kari? There's a new Din Rabbanan. And they put it out in every store, in every shul, they put a new Din Rabbanan. What did it say?
Can it be a Din Rabbanan on the keyboard and
the
it's
a total one? You need a lot of support. You can say anything you want, but you have to have a Raya Mishonim for it. Alright? No? Go ahead. If you have a Rishon that says it, you can say it. No, so what would you say? What's Pashtun Sugya? Chazal Misakin the what? Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin that the Tzibra lanes every once every few days. So apparently, go ahead. Was that? So it sounds like the Chazal Misakin that whatever the Tzibra is doing, a Yachid is to do as well. Right? Look at the lesson of Rambam. Chayav Adam. Aval pi. She'olam she'meya kol ha'tera kula l'chol sh'nosei b'tzibur. Even though the Rambam says that his time was established to lay the entire Torah every year. Chayav l'kreis l'atzmoi v'chol shavua shavua. He still has to learn, he has to learn every week, Seder called also Shabbos. That's the Din Rabbanan, right? So at some point, apparently Chazal Misakeh, that whatever the Tzibur is doing, the Yachid has to do several times before. That's one L'chor that's a Pashas. The Aruch HaShulchan is a different mahalach. The Aruch HaShulchan says an amazing idea. Zeruchim, he says an amazing idea, it's very clear. He says that Chazal, that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin to Allahs. Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin. Simon Reish Peivav. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin that the Tzibur lanes once every few days, and Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin that the Yachid should learn at the same time. It's a chiddush. I don't know exactly how he comes to that conclusion. But it's something very clear. It's easier to remember something clear. So, Aruch HaShulchan is clear. And he thinks it goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chayyar of the Rambam would not say that. Why is it, the Chayyar of the Rambam does not hold it, does not in sync with this Aruch HaShulchan? Why? Go ahead. He made a lot of specifics, correct? But L'chayra, the Rambam clearly says that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein that the Tzibur should lay once every few days. L'chayra, if the Rambam would have the same approach, Moshe Rabbeinu tikkun shekoren b'tzibur b'rabim v'shabbos inu chamishi. L'chayra, if the Rambam would hold to this approach, Aruch HaShulchan, he would say v'tikkun liyachidim. He wouldn't leave it for the very last halach, Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, to say that there's another din, Chad L'Kriyas Yatzmon. The Chayyim the Rambam would hold it with some din, some Tatanus Chazal later on. It didn't happen to Zman Moshe Rabbeinu. Later on, Chazal made another din. So now, Chodim Rakush L'Duchta. We want to figure out what is the din the Rabbanim they made. So one approach is, they made a curriculum. Alright? They made a curriculum. Whatever the Tzibur is learning, the Yachid has to learn as well. And that also is the approach of the Aruch HaShulchan. The HaShulchan says an interesting word. He says, every morning we say in Avar Rabba, we say the Lashon Lishmaya Velilmoy. So he suggests that there are two separate Kiyumim in Talmud Torah. One is the Kiyum of Lishmaya, and one is the Kiyum of Lilmoy. Lishmaya means just to hear Torah Shemastav. The other is Lilmoy, to learn and understand it. So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein
Likros, Kriyas HaTorah v'Tzibur. And then Moshe Rabbeinu is Mistaken, Leaving HaTorah. So therefore he says, therefore the Kiyam of Likros is done by listening to what the Baal Torah says. The Kiyam of Lilmit has to be Shnayim, has to go over it, learn it a second time, has to do the Targum. If you don't find Targum, at least read it a third time. But it has to be a real lima. So the Aruch HaShulchan's approach is that Moshe Rabbeinu made two takonas. Right? There would be a very significant difference. The takana of Kriyas HaTorah is if a person doesn't understand what the Baal Torah is saying. Mikayim mitzvah enough. Correct. There's no question. We would pass in that way. The person is sitting in shul and listens to every single word and doesn't understand what he's saying, he's behind the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. L'chayim is correct. Rizki Rav used to say that when it comes to Torah Shavastav, there's a key in by simply reading it. Mashayin Akein Torah Shavalpeh. The person reads the Mishnah and doesn't know what he said. His name is like Torah Shavastav. He says, doesn't know what it means. He was not on time anything. Because Torah Shavastav, at least, those are the words of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So there's a kiyum in Ish, Talmud Torah, and simply reading it. Torah Shabbal Peh is the way Chazal formulated the halacha. So if one doesn't understand the state, there's no kiyum in Torah Shabbal Peh. The person listens to Torah doesn't understand the Shir Bechlau. He's sitting in the Shir, doesn't understand. What kind of Talmud Torah? He was listening in Shul and didn't understand. He's been kind of missed with Talmud Torah and Tzibu Lachar. Because it's Torah Shabbal Peh. So apparently, the Aruch HaShulchan holds that there are two separate al-kiyumim. Moshe Rabbeinu was mesakein Talmud Torah b'tzibur kriya. The person's there, he listens, and the study was mekayim the mitzvah. And that was the kiyum mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu was mesakein based on what happened in the midbar. The people went 3 days without learning, and therefore they were not in tune with Torah, and therefore they complained. So as long as a person hears the Beitar, he'll be okay. Then he says, then he's Mithak and he should learn. So learning means not just reading it. It has to be more than reading it. So it needs to read it twice. It's three times. Right? One time should be the Tirgum, should be the Hezber. L'chara, according to this approach, the Aruch HaShulchan, if a person would do Shnayim Vikr HaTagim, would not understand what he's saying. He would read the Psukim. He would read Targum Unkelus and not understand what he's saying. The time of Drona not. Know what you say?
No.
What is the time of Drona? Acharna? Some of the more recent scholars say that if a person doesn't try and make it. Rabbi Shishurimach writes that if a person doesn't understand Targum, he's not Mekayim Targum, he's not Mekayim Shemim Echa Targum. He writes, Shat and Echa Targum means after you read it and understand it, then read the Targum. He writes that when a Baal Tshuva came to him, he was a rabbi in Johannesburg, a Yerushalayim in Johannesburg. For many years, just in Johannesburg. So he writes, he's a Yerushalayim, he landed up in Johannesburg for numerous years. So he had many, many Baal Tshuva in Johannesburg. So the Baal Tshuva came and said, I don't understand Targum. So he said, read it in English. So get a good translation in English, that's the he wanted to say, it's Lush and Sagi Nor. You meant any of us doesn't understand the Targum. So you should read it a third time in English. And then he says, in one shul he writes, that's good enough. Twice Chumash, once English, good enough. And another shul he says, he really means that you have to read Targum to be kind of takona, but Targum means after you've understood it. So you have to read it twice in English, twice in Chumash, once in English, and then you can do Targum. What we say. And these dietes is what we should do. We should read twice in Chumash and once in Rashi. Why? Because Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah says it's an option. So even though there are those who say that it's not a kiyum, say so, but most of it's in the Rabbanim. So in the Rabbanim should be make it and get more out of it. So make sure you learn and understand it. But the third time in Rashi doesn't just mean to read the Rashi, it means to read the Rashi and know what you're saying. Right? Why would Rashi be chosen over any other Pirush? There's a recent letter somebody wrote in the Rabbinic Journal Amor He wrote, he wants to know if you mekayim shnayim mikatam by reading Ramban. He said, there's no source for this. Please, he was like, it was a letter to the there's anybody's any deus in this, please write an article on it. So what would you say? Go ahead.
Shah
that?
Basim
Shan, what else? And what else?
Midrashim.
So I would say that Rashi is unique. Number one, it's almost Hirsch of Alpeh. And it's a pshat oriented Hirsch of Alpeh. So Rashi is a unique Pirush. It's not, whatever you have there, it's like vocalism. It's part of, it may not be literally Misinai, but it's all part of the way that it's part of Hirsch of the way that it's understood the Torah. And at the same time, it's everything to work out the pshat. The truth is, there are many parts of the Ramban that are like that as well. Many, many parts of the Ramban. But there are many parts of the Ramban that are oriented to pshat and ignore the Medrash. And there are many parts of the Ramban that only work on the parts of Sayyid and Kabbalah. So it would mean learning parts of the Ramban. But that's why Rashi is different than every other page. Right? So again, so according to the Aruch HaShulchan, we have a Mahalik. When you say, according to the Chashokah, the Shnai Mikra Katar, it's in the Rabbanon. Right? Number two goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Number three, it's the Kiyum, Talmud, Torah, I'd say, of Limud. And we can probably go a step further and say that there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah B'yachid and a mitzvah of Talmud Torah B'tzibur. Where do we see that there's a separate din of Talmud Torah B'tzibur? Go ahead. More than be, I don't know. I didn't say the glory, the mission you'd be, the Menalos, the Mitzvah Sefer Torah. I don't know if that's Davka, there is, and there is Taka. How does that show that the separate din of Talmud Torah with Tzibur? Oh, I'm thinking of the Makor. It could be. I don't remember. I mean, we know that it did because of Kriyas HaTorah with Tzibur. That's going to be Yud, right? What's the Makor for that? There's a Ramban in Chumash that says that this is, by way of an example, that the separate Kiyum din Deiraisa, that the reason why Yom Tov is called Mikroi Kodesh is because there's a special din on Yom Tov and on Shabbos to learn B'tzibur. The Daven B'tzibur and the Halav B'tzibur, the Seloshon of Ramban. Mikroi Kodesh means we are called together for Dvarim Shebikdusha. So you see that there's a separate din, in addition to learning, there's a separate din when Kal Yisrael is called together to learn B'tzibur, you also know from Nishan Ovis. And there's a greater sense of Ashrei Shnina. So we want to understand what is the din of Shnayim Mikveh Chatagom. One mahalach is that it's again, it goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. It so happens that Rosh Hashanah is a clear mahalach. You don't have to put all these pieces together. But number two, it was a din de Rabbanon that individuals should learn while the tzibur is learning. That Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein Talmud Torah b'tzibur, and Moshe Rabbeinu was then misakein that the individual should do limud haTorah. Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur and Limud HaTorah Shel Yachid. That's the din, right? Now, one could understand because we have a different mahalach. Because the Gemara says Yashin Parsha Yosef Im HaTzibur. If we follow the Aruch HaShulchan's Mahalach, so why would there be a din of not being makdim or not being ma'afir? So why would there be a din of there's a preference we shouldn't have davka to do it from Wednesday on? We do it from Shabbos on. Will all be good? So the Archa Shulchan would say that in a tzibur is the timing. Best to do it b'chol Shabbos b'Shabbos, right? What type would happen if you can't do it b'chol Shabbos b'Shabbos? So we know that din is finish up at the end of the year. What's that based on? Go ahead. How do you know? I'm not sure that that's a minute to finish it once a year. Right? Correct. And he tried to finish by Erev Kippur, right? Now, why is that not so partial? The story that sounds like what you're going to say is correct. To finish it up by Erev Kippur means that he felt pressure, that he could be mashlim it. You can finish it up in the course of the year. You should do it once a year, right?
Then it says he wants to learn one or two Shabbos and cover up the minute. And they told him not to.
They told, right? So what do you see from that?
Really, you should do it every Shabbos.
Right? He can't do it before, right? So if, first of all, the reason why it's not Luchos is because there's one Girsa that the Azurah quotes that what he was doing was only partial to Kala. He was only doing the laning of Elul and laning of Adar because he couldn't get to it. Because he was so busy with either taking care of the farm or learning the halachas that causes us to learn them. Different approaches. Right? So only everything else he did. But anything which was done during Elul and Adar, then he did Erev Yom Kippur. Right? So therefore it would not be a raya that one has to complete the laning that we can be mashlin. Anything else. Although it probably would be a good raya. But what would be what is the hesitation of doing it earlier? Why can't you do it earlier? If it's a din, the complete kol tzerukum meishu venus misakeh, that the tzibur should have kriyas atzer, the yachid should learn. So what's the problem with doing it a week or two earlier? So you tell me it's going to be too quick, bunched together, not ideal. Could be. But that would lead to another approach in understanding Shneimig Yachatargu. Then what would, if you take the Gemara literally, Yashlin Farshiyosav Imat Sibur. What does it mean, Yashlin Farshiyosav Imat Sibur? Good?
Same page,
and? So far that's what we're saying. So far we're saying with the lashon of Rambam, Chayim Likrois Liyatzim Bechol Shavu B'Shuva Seder Shul Oisa Shabbos. Right? Then it could be a chelik of the din of Kriyas Atarev Tzibur. Now, how would you explain that? Why should that be? Lashon the Ritva, the Leimar, Koydem sheyikru atzibur a parsha bebeis haknesses yikru a parsha bebeisad bein b'shavas atzme boiker bein b'chalois ha-shavua yesh b'li odem shenoagin likro ma'at b'chol yoy b'yoy b'yashvua u'mesaymen aso b'shavas. The Ritva seems to be medayek that koydem sheyikru atzibur. So again, what we're saying now is not Mukhrach, but we'll find it in we'll have an interesting ride from this in a minute. And that is that the din of Shnayim Mikra, right, when we say Shnayim Mikra Mechatargum, then that is part of the Kriyas HaTorah Mitzvah. What does that mean? What does that mean? So one thing is that when the laning takes place, I should already have my Shnayim Mikra done. If I blow it, I blow it. So at least I do it within a few days of Shabbos. Right? But what would it mean that it should be part of the Kriyas HaTorah Mitzvah? No? What's that?
That should be your last one.
Okay. ideally that should be the last one. So then, but how is it, what does the phrase mean? That it's part of the Kriyat HaTorah Mitzvah. Explain it to me. Go ahead, anybody. You're wrong, go ahead. Okay, so that's going to be involved in Gehara. Maybe, and that really Rav Moshe Sternbach makes that Gehara. He has the following approach. No makor for this, it's a very interesting idea. He says, we all know, you've learned this many times, your Rebbeim have told you. How many times do you have to review something? No? Haven't heard this from first grade on? What do you say? Four times before you even learned it, right? Gemara says, Eile Daimem Misha. Eile Daimem, if you learn something 100 times, 101 times. Every time is important, right? But the Gemara says that unless you've done it four times, you haven't even begun to learn it. So Rav Moshe Sternbach suggests that's what Chazal had in mind. They had in mind that you will learn it four times. So that means that the Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur would be the ultimate form of limit. By the time the Tzibur lends it, everybody in the Tzibur knows what's going on. That it was really a form of Talmud Torah, not a form of Likroish B'Tzibur, not understanding it. For Karen, that it's Talmud Torah B'Tzibur. In fact, there could be an Alchemist with this. We'll come and remind you in a moment to, for example, if a katan would lay the parsha, right? If a katan lays the parsha, someone could argue that if it's a din that he has to, that he's doing a, they call it a maisa kriya, right? Like parsha zohar, so then he can't be moist anymore. If the din is the din of Rabbanon, the Shmoa, Min Aksav. On the other hand, if it's the din of Talmud Torah and Tzibur, so it means everybody should be learning together. So the person who guides the Talmud, if you have a cotton, give a shear. So Talmud Torah and Tzibur. Right. So, Chachila, we don't have to kind of do it. But that would be an important Afkamina Ladina. Now, just to highlight the difference between saying it's Kriya like the Aruch HaShulchan said, Karen B'Tzibur, as opposed to Limud B'Yachin, but it's saying, no, for Karen. In order that should be a Limud B'Tzibur, that should be the fourth time that everybody learns it together, so that everybody knows what's going on. That's another Mahala, which might be with the Ritva saying, and I say another way of saying a similar idea, just like how careful you have to be, that I saw in a non-authoritative record of the Rav Shira, right, that he suggested, this way it was recorded, that Shnai Migra HaTargum is a din of Kavolas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Where is he coming from? Where is there a din of saying something with the tzibur? No? Was that?
Shema.
Correct. If you're in the room and they're saying Shema, you have to say Shema with a Y, because it would look terrible for the whole tzibur to be Makabal Machshon, Yom Makabal Kol Machshon. Where else do you have such a din, a similar din? Was that? Later, correct. So later, by the time later you're saying, when after Hervish Achavim, the whole Tzibur is Mekamah Mokshavim. If you sit there and do something else, it looks terrible. So I don't know if that's what the Rav meant. Tzorachin and Godot. But what the Rav may have meant is that if the whole Tzibur is learning, and you're just reading along for the, you don't know what's going on, so maybe that is a Chisorin in the Yochid being the stuff that the Tzibur is doing. Now, what would be a raya for this? When I first saw this, this guy did not get the Rav Shira right now. This is a very wild idea. Both Amos HaShemayim, here's a third. But the Or Zeruah has the whole din of Shnai Megev HaTargum in Hilchos Kriya Shema. It's an interesting answer. They're giving very, very careful to hear something from the Olam Gadol. And he has it in the context of Tzibur the Gedinim. That a person has to come into the Beis HaKnesset, in Hilchos Beis HaKnesset. So there might be something here that Shnai Megev HaTargum is a din in how I would mitzaref with the tzibur. Alright? That would explain why the halacha is that the ideal time to say Shnai Megev HaTargum is davka when the tzibur is doing the kriya on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnevura, that they were minhagim to dab to do an Erev Shabbos, that they have to chatzois, or maybe some Wednesday. Again, we start with the Sunday, we start with the Shabbos, by Mincha, because that's when the Tzibur begins to lay, right? So again, let's just make a sikkim of what we did in the few and a half minutes, and then we'll finish up. We pointed out that when it comes to the din of Shnei Mikra Targum, that there's a machlekes rishonim with it, the minhag with it, the din de Rabbanim. Shulchan Aruch paskin, the din de Rabbanim. It's a clear machlekes between the Levush and the Orzerua, and the clear machlekes between the Levush on one hand and the Tulor probably with the Levush and the Rabbanim on the other hand. Shulchan Aruch used the Lashon of the Mechaber, not the Lashon of the Tulor. Which would seem to indicate as well that the Mechaber understood was the Machlekes Rishonim. Minog or Din. The reasons why you would say it's a Minog La'olam, and because there's a Schar attached to it. Din the Rabbanon, so the Rambam says, if you'll say that the Lashon La'olam is compelling, so why would the Rambam say it's a Din? Because there's another Nusach later on, a Tinyana. Won't give credence to the Rambam's approach, because there are Gidri Alochas. Exactly whether I say Teres V'Divam, read it a third time, whether I do it, I'm allowed to be Maklimit. That's number two. If it's a Din de Rabbanan, what's the Geder Adin? So he said two Mahalchim. One approach is that it's a Talmud Torah the Yochid. And the other approach is a special Din de Rabbanan that one's individual learning should be somehow Mitzurah for the Tzibur. That should be part of Kriyas HaTorah Mitzibur. Or Chashulchan says it was a Tachon of Reish Rabbeinu. L'chaira, Rambam would say not so, because he doesn't record it in that way. What is the difference whether you say it's Talmud Torah D'Yachid, or whether you say that it is that it's preparation for the Tzibur's davening, Tzibur's laning? So Nafkamina would be, first of all, whether you can piggyback your Shnayim Mikro with the Tzibur's Lainis. Sami Achroinim. Can I read along with the Tzibur? Can that be my second time? So again, we possibly can be the second time. Machlekes amongst the Tzar. Why would it be a Machlekes? If it is, and it should be a Limud B'Yochid, right? No, so then it's very hard to say that I'm going to have my limud b'yochid during the time of the tzibur is being covered. On the other hand, if the din is that I should have a somehow that I should learn along with the tzibur somehow, then it's hard to say that my third, my fourth limud could be with the tzibur. If you say that it is like the Aruch HaShulchan, so then it would make sense to say that the Makor is the three times that the Torah was given. If it's a din in Talmud Torah, so then it would make sense to say that the Makor is, like Rabbi Shmuel Alves says, the four times of learning. If you say that it is a din in being Mitzur for the Tzibur, so then I'm not sure if you have to understand the Targum. It could be that it's based on the way Torah was given. Targum is me Sinai. Maybe it's the din. They have to understand it. If it's a din of Talmud Torah B'Yochid, then certainly the third has to be understood very well. The person coming from Eretz Yisrael, and he's already heard the laning in Eretz Yisrael, and then he comes to Chutz Laaretz, so he has to do Shnayim Mikra on the new laning. Right? He heard this laning last week. Now he comes. And here is the laning in America, the same laning. Is there a new din of Shnayim Mikra Chatarga? So L'chaira, if there's a din de Rabbanan, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, to learn, and the Shnayim, and Goymer Parshiyosef Matzibur is just the pace you have to keep, you'll see your Makam already. So the Marashalm says, if on the other hand it's some kind of a din to be mitzvah for the tzibur, then you can go either way. Then you could say, I laid it already, right? So my last week should count. Which is why we said, Kamachayim thinks that you should say it over again. But Pashas you have enough to say that you don't have to say over here. Okay. Thank you very much.
I never gave you the chance to do this before. That's why I take the chance now. He's a very busy man, as I'm very well aware. And we're very grateful that he took time to share the Sharma.
Thank you very much.